Again, after a Monday, after a weekend, on a Monday, there's always a lot of things that were going on over the weekend. All kinds of events and activities and fun and frolicking happening with people, we hope. Just had to make mention just because I knew that we were talking about it Friday. In fact, Art Lewis and Terry Henney both had chances to update us on the Freeland Walleye Festival. But, wow, you know, I'm not a fisherman. Son and his friend like to fish. In fact, I took them out Saturday just because they wanted to get, you know, find a place on the river.
Yeah.
Wow.
A little busy, huh?
Based on the activity, man, passed a couple of boat launch areas that were just packed.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the river itself, I mean, I've seen boats before, but never like that. Wow.
Almost seems like you could walk across the river boat to boat to boat, eh?
It was impressive. It was impressive.
It gets busy.
Yeah, well, the weather was really nice, mm-hmm. So I'm sure that helped a lot.
Had to.
And isn't this the first time in a couple of years that they've actually had the full Freeland Walleye Festival? I'm trying to remember. Obviously, 2020 didn't happen.
Yeah, I believe so. I don't know if they had, or well, they would have had fishing going on, but I don't know if they had the actual.
No, all the other intents and things like that.
Right, yeah.
So, but very impressive, and I trust that the whole festival itself, not just the fishing, was. Something that was very successful.
Heard good things about it from some of the Freeland 411 folks. They moved the location for the fireworks to a new location, and people seem to enjoy that. I'm not sure exactly where it moved from one place to another, but and the garage sales were just absolutely phenomenal. So many of those going on.
There were. Yeah, I saw a lot of them. I saw many of them.
Well, just again, I know a lot of things are going out, but it just that was pretty impressive, especially since, you know, it's been several years that they've opened it up to all the waterways.
Yeah.
And so
yeah,
just a lot of different places can now partake in all the fishing fun surrounding the Freeland Walleye Festival.
Also, that car show at McDonald Ford was bigger than ever this year. Someone said close to 200 vehicles that were on display there.
Well, again, when you have a nice weekend of weather, first and foremost, that really helps add to all the availability of the success and the fun that's being had by all. So good job. And, again, all the other things that were going on. As we're really now getting into May, some of those outdoor things can hopefully take place, obviously more than might have taken place during the winter months. We understand that.